I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A group of anti-Christians in Andhra Pradesh, India, has caused problems for Christians and non-Christians alike. Brent Hampel of India Partners describes what happened.
The fire started when anti-Christians set fire to a thatched church. A lot of the people in the village were out in the rice fields working. The fire spread and burned down 75 homes.
Hampel believes the church was attacked because it was growing. India Partners is raising money to provide relief for food, clothing, and new homes. A home can be rebuilt for as little as $500. Next, bicyclists from evangelical churches across Russia are riding in an historic 9,000-mile evangelistic journey. The Union of Evangelical Christians Baptist Transcontinental Gospel Expedition began earlier this week. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
The UECB bicycling evangelistic teams are planning on passing through 89 towns. They'll be holding 117 planned evangelistic events, places ranging from town squares to concert grounds, community centers, and churches.
They'll eventually end up on the Pacific coast in September. SGA will be providing printed resources and other support. And while spring isn't quite over in the United States, the spring short-term mission season is over for international aid. IA's Kurt Leppart says it was successful as they sent 7 groups to the mountains of Honduras to install 63 water filters, build 111 Lorena stoves, and construct 10 latrines. They cared for the least of these to help make disciples. Team members came back changed. A 17-year-old plans to serve the needy at home. Pray this attitude is contagious. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do so safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.